Como News Time 10:04 and traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Max Tucker.
In Olympia, still looking at a rollover accident in both directions of Steamboat Island Road, with traffic still alternating in one lane between Old Highway 101 and Sexton Drive. Going to be seeing slowing in both directions. And in Linwood on southbound 5, just near 164th Street, an earlier collision has been cleared from the HOV lane with very minor slowing. Your next update at 10:14.
Shannon O'Donnell joins us with our forecast.
Hi there, everybody. Friday night, here comes this October weekend. It smells wonderful outside, that cool, crisp fall air. The leaves are just peaking right now. The foliage is just on fire, all the crimson and golden colors out there. And we've got so many fun activities this weekend, too. Pumpkin patch weather, for most of us, it's definitely better on Saturday. High temps back into the 60s, a big surge of warm air before the rain sinks in over the top of the entire I-5 corridor late Saturday night to Sunday. Much cooler, scattered showers left over on Sunday with highs falling off into the low 50s. In the Como 4 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Right now, 58 degrees in Seattle.
Stay connected, stay informed. The news you need now on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Como News Time 10:05. Art Sanders and your top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Several hundred Boeing machinists walk off the job today protesting the company's vaccine mandate. Como's Jeff Podzola has more from Everett.
Some call the mandates tyranny. Others in the crowd blamed Governor Inslee and President Biden. Now, Boeing has said all of its workers must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 8th or risk losing termination. But that didn't deter several hundred anti-vaxxers from rallying outside the union hall today, some of them holding signs promoting disinformation about the vaccines and conspiracy theories about the COVID-19 pandemic. In Everett, Jeff Podzola, Como News.
A local health expert says he believes booster shots using the mRNA COVID vaccines are the best path forward, in part, to reduce the number of infections in the community. UW Medicine Dr. Ali Mokdad says he hopes the next move is approval for mRNA boosters, no matter which vaccine you got first.
From a scientific standpoint, if you have an mRNA vaccine and you get a booster from mRNA, it's way better than anything else.
Dr. Mokdad says the number of unvaccinated people is his main reason for suggesting that vaccinated people shoulder the burden of reducing community infections through boosters. He also says the science clearly shows waning immunity after 6 months, so while you'll still have protection from severe illness, he says boosters are the way to prevent even getting infected by COVID. About 500 Department of Corrections workers could get pink slips after Monday's state employee vaccine deadline. Como's Ryan Harris tells us what that means for prison operations.
Corrections Secretary Cheryl Strange says she believes they'll lose fewer than 500 workers because there's still proofs of vaccination coming in. But she says despite masks, distance, and tests, COVID still sneaks into DOC facilities that they need to get back to more normal operations. And Strange says that means less overtime to cover people sick or quarantined and more people to do the work.
We're in the people business, and that just requires front-facing activity. I do believe that we have done a good job of identifying who we could accommodate and who we couldn't.
The two facilities on the watch list are the penitentiary in Walla Walla and the prison in Clallam Bay, but Strange says even with a more than 90% employee vaccination rate, if they have to move officers or inmates, they'll be able to keep all facilities running. Ryan Harris, Como News.
Harborview Medical Center visitors will soon have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their visit. That new policy takes effect Tuesday. It will apply to all inpatient visitors over the age of 12. Pharmacists say they're feeling a bit overwhelmed at juggling an historically high workload. They're not just filling prescriptions now, but also handling COVID vaccines, boosters, and flu shots. Como's Suzanne Fawn talked to pharmacists in the growing demand that has some on the verge of burnout.
It all kind of hit at the same time.
Peak flu shot season on top of COVID vaccinations.
And then the COVID boosters that were approved, about 3 weeks ago, kind of corresponded exactly when the food demand was going up as well.
Neighborhood pharmacies, the place so many people turn for help.
One of the most accessible healthcare workers, and so we get questions all the time.
Are exceptionally busy right now. We talked to pharmacist Beverly Schaefer of Caraman's Pharmacy in the Seattle area.
We're beginning to understand and accept that we can't meet everyone's expectations and everyone's needs. So we're just having to be as efficient as we can with the resources that we've got. People need to have patience. Things are not going to be quick, and they're not going to be the way that they used to be. So put your patience on.
Some pharmacies have said goodbye to staff.
But we have seen some turnover, you know, workforce hiring, like a lot of other companies right now. So especially on the pharmacy technician side, you know, we would love to get more pharmacy technicians hired.
Pharmacists offer this advice.
We highly encourage our customers to make appointments.
And if you're going to get your booster shot and you haven't gotten your flu shot, we recommend that you get them both at the same time.
Suzanne Fong, Como News.
Como News Time 10:10, and from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. In Houston, game one of the American League Championship Series, the Astros beat the Boston Red Sox 5-4. Playoff position is motivation for both the Sounders and Rain soccer teams Saturday night. Details from Como's Bill Swartz.
Just six regular season Major League Soccer matches to go for Seattle to maintain the top spot in the Western Conference. Despite playing without several frontline men, Sounders offense starting to percolate, producing more scoring chances and goals.
Small little adjustments in how we play. Some of those are paying off.
Coach Brian Schmetzer has Seattle taking on the Dynamo tomorrow night in Houston. OL Rain played to a 1-1 draw at first place Portland Wednesday. The result keeps them in second place behind the Thorns. Tomorrow night, the Rain hosts Washington Spirit at Tacoma's Cheney Stadium. Key Pac-12 football games tomorrow night in Pullman and Seattle. 3-3 Washington State hosts 3-3 Stanford. And 2-3 Washington has a 5:30 contest against 4-2 UCLA. And the Seattle Seahawks have ruled out both quarterback Russell Wilson and running back Chris Carson with injuries for Sunday night's football game in Pittsburgh. And both Wilson and Carson are put on the team's injured reserve, meaning they're out until at least November 14th. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.